Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today on this Thursday? I am good. Thanks for asking. That's it. I'm out of the contest. That's the word, contest. C-O-N-T-E-S-T, contest. Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab, active now till 2:15. Brought to you by Andujar and Levine. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass, and we are ready to go on ESPN Southwest Florida, or as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Also, you can listen to us on your phone wherever you go. Download the app. It is free, ESPN Southwest Florida. The website is free, ESPNSWFL.com. You can listen live, listen back in time with Sheeman and Shepherd podcasts. Whatever you want to do, it's all right there at your fingertips. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig at ESPN. Pete Shepherd's at PSHEP326. By the way, follow Chris. Chris, a good follow. At Chris in SWFL, I believe is the handle. So check that out. Our phone number and Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots of fun, more NFL leaks, blown opportunities by multiple teams last night in the NBA and NHL playoffs. We will get to all of that. Rick Hoare will be along, another edition of Wikipedia. You know the drill. And then tomorrow we're out and about with our golf outing and our luncheon slash show outdoors. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
Tired. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Kept up. Celtics making history last night. Not in a great way. Not in a great way. They're up by 14, and I jinxed myself because I'm thinking, man, this reminds me of Game 1 against Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals in the bubble the year that was 2020. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee comes back and win. Jrue Holiday, God bless him. I mean, unbelievable. Seal the win with a defensive end and the block and a steal in the final 8 seconds. First player over the last 25 postseasons to record a block and a steal inside the final 10 seconds of the fourth quarter. Marcus Smart coming up. I'm screaming. Tatum's wide open. Tatum. Wide open on the right side, at least for an attempt at a tying three. But hats off to the Bucks. 17 offensive rebounds. 17.
That's a lot.
That is way, way too many. Now, some of them were like those long bounces that team, you know, where the team's rolling well. But overall, bad job on the Celtics last night. You know, at times for boxing out. Giannis having a terrific game, and they're still down by 14 with, you know, 10 minutes to go. Still down by 14.
Yes.
I really thought that I did not. They went 6 for 6 down the stretch from three, including Giannis's high arcing one, because I'll give him that shot all day.
He called it.
But, yeah. But Jrue Holiday, you the man. Hats off to them. They made more plays down the stretch. They deserve the win. And you're going to hope the Celtics have some fight back in them, which I think they will. Try to tie this thing up on tomorrow night and then get back to Game 7 in Boston. But it's another very, very entertaining game on the whole. It really was. But Jrue Holiday did not see that coming, especially the last. Just disappointing that they didn't get attempt at the last three. Mm-hmm. Tatum was really wide open. I know they were trying to get the Jaylen Brown at first. But while that was happening, the anti-Celtics last night in the NHL, how about the Florida Panthers? Fifth time this year they've overcome a 3-goal deficit and won.
Yeah.
And beating the Washington Capitals 5-3. So congratulations to them. And then the other game, I never seen anything like it. If you had ever told me that Golden State would be down by 55 to anybody at any time, I'd say you're crazy. How do you get down by 55? Well, if you're going to lose, that's my first loss in a while.
I was going to say it's Craig Sheeman special.
Oh, yeah.
Just the other way.
55? 55.
You're down 53, then you give up a bucket.
Yeah.
Right. And I will say this.
If you're going to lose, last like night, that, I guess.
At the end of the show, I did say take the under in this game. And despite the Grizzlies being without John Morant, they score 134, and the game only climbed over the over by 10. I still say it was the right play. I'm going to stick to that till I die, but I'm going to move on to live and play another game tonight.
Well, I've got a great play tonight.
Do you?
A lot of science to back it up.
Oh, I have.
It's on the ice. It's not on the hardwood.
Mine's
really
on the ice. I have a 14 parlay already in. 20 shekels wins back 240, and I think I have a good chance to go do all four. But I'm only going to give out one play at the end of the show.
Good thing my baseball play hit last night, kind of evened me out.
There you go.
Even Steven.
Take the Braves?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't because I
bet against the Red Sox bullpen. That's what you do this year, right, and you're making money.
Don't go against the Red Sox in a five inning.
No, first five, they're first, great.
Yeah. Exactly.
Great first five.
So pathetic. Thank God it wasn't on TV. but anyway. So tonight, I think Miami's going to do it. I think they're going to close out the Philadelphia 76ers. That's a two-point underdog tonight. Hmm. Two-point underdog tonight, and Phoenix is a two-point favorite.
Why are they an underdog? I mean, I think every home team's won in this series, right? But
apart from game four, each home team has won convincingly.
Yeah. That's the only reason I can think of that the 76ers are favored in this game.
Yeah, well, because that's 2 points there at home, and you, again, I don't know psychologically where they are as a team. I don't know.
And I think I know where the Heat are. They're tough as nails.
Oh,
and they got like eight different weapons. I would have thought the Warriors would have closed out a Ja Morantless Grizzlies last night, and they didn't even come close.
Talk about not showing up.
That's what I don't get.
Talk about not showing up.
I get the saying closeout games, they say they're the hardest, but that they just didn't show up. You're right. I think the Grizzlies had, 19 more shots. It was just – anyway, we got 4 hours to cover this stuff. Yeah. It is 7 minutes past the hour. It is time for a SportsCenter rundown. First one of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
NFL announced today the Buccaneers will host the Chiefs in Week 4 on Sunday Night Football. The full schedule released tonight at 8 o'clock everywhere. ESPN's reporting the Patriots are trading backup quarterback Jared Stidham and a 7th-round draft pick to the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for the Raiders' 6th-round pick next year. Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike will not race in next weekend's Preakness Stakes. And last night, the Everblades beat the Iceman 1-0.
Yeah.
They sweep them. They're on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
In overtime. What a game.
Very good.
Congratulations.
We just got a text from Just Moved Here guy. Craig, how in the hell are you going to be wicked early, play golf, and then do this show? You, sir, need to be in bed by 8 to get your 10 hours of sleep. First of all, I don't think I'm playing. Am I? You're not playing. I'm meeting and greeting at the turn or something like that?
Yeah.
Shaking hands.
Kissing babies,
all that. I'll be there early, though. We're getting off at 8:30.
I'll be there at
7:30. But it does mess up my routine a little bit, but that's okay. It's for a good cause. We'll have a great day. Is the weather good tomorrow? No, pop-up thunderstorm? I haven't even – the Craig Shimanaki weather forecast, I haven't looked yet.
It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Okay.
Full Lions schedule apparently is out, and I got a whole. Please don't do me a favor. Save yourself the energy. Don't text in what you think you've heard for schedule releases, because I think we all. There's only one real site that I trust, and it's pieced together here. One, as you know, was a big time fake. He admitted it today, but we kind of said that earlier in the week. But we have pieced together just about as much as we can here. The whole Lions schedule is out.
And it looks like Bills on Thanksgiving Day. Art, the Bills fans on there. But, all right, Artie, I'm going to put in my order right now. It is May for November. Going to need those pastrami ribs, and we'll be live texting back and forth during the game, I'm sure.
It could rain tomorrow, yes.
Like typical pop-up afternoon-ish?
Which would be enough.
Yeah. Because we're doing our show out there.
Well, if we're done by 12:30, hopefully.
The golf will be fine. It's the show outdoors that I'm slightly concerned about.
You can always move inside.
I'm not worried about the golf.
Yeah, the golf will be fine.
We'll figure the golf part out.
It won't rain before the golf's over. So how many people we got, Chris?
There's 132 golfers. So
it's a big day.
It's a fun day. It is. It is a fun day. Be out there early.
Yeah.
You're playing, just don't show. It's an 8:30 start.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean pull in at 8:30.
Right.
You will be left.
Yeah.
You have to go walk and find your group.
Right.
And it'll be annoying for you.
Yes.
And you're going to complain, and I'm going to laugh.
Yes.
I'm going to point and laugh. Get there at 8:15 at the absolute, no, 8:05. Be there.
Absolute latest.
Come on.
Philly Kevin says, Pittsburgh, John, Philly, Steve, and I are part of a group tomorrow, and we are not planning on having a lowest score, but we will have the most drinks consumed. Yeah, I'm worried about that group's behavior.
There will be a lot of... You're not going to be thirsty on the golf course.
No.
Let's leave it at that.
Well, if you dehydrate yourself, because alcohol has, you know, opposite effect.
Yes, but Jell-O shots and manmosas and all sorts of fun stuff, plus the bar at the turn.
Cocoa Puff says, Craig, why not just host Art at your house and he can cater and watch the game? I don't want Art to work on Thanksgiving Day.
No.
I mean, can have him at my, speaking at my house. That's
Day,
fine.
Here are the games. Certainly looks that way. First one would be the Buffalo Bills at Craig's Detroit Lions.
Bills by a million.
12:30. Now, Chris.
The Bills by a million. You know what?
It's going to be -9.
I'm going to schedule Thanksgiving dinner at 3 p.m., second half of that game, because it is not going to be worth watching at that point.
This is November 27th,
28-3 at the half.
It's ridiculous, Chris.
Second game.
My prognostication.
Cowboys hosting the Giants.
Okay.
Snooze
fest. And then the nightcap is an interesting one. The Patriots hosting the Minnesota Vikings.
I thought it was at Minnesota.
No.
That was Patriots.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is at Minnesota. I'm looking at Patriots at Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tryptophan
we'll
napper.
Then.
That's a second helping of apple pie right there.
I have no idea what that's going to be like.
I know it's Kirk Cousins in prime time. Generally doesn't lead to great football.
Yeah.
Well, it usually leads to the other team winning, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
We need to have a moment of silence because Pete Shepard, child quarterback prodigy, Jared Stidham, who was going to be the next great thing after Tom Brady.
Never said that.
They have actually,
I never said great. And
Chris, back me up on this.
I never said great.
He touted it with Pete Shepard hyperbole like you wouldn't believe.
Not at
you
all.
You were talking him
not
up an
all.
Awful lot.
Yeah.
I thought he looked good in the preseason. Yeah, I did. I thought he looked good in the preseason.
Yeah, well, the Patriots gave up on him for basically a seventh round
flip. I don't need him anymore. Good.
They got Bailey Zappi.
Bailey Zappi is your new guy. Do you still have Brian Hoyer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Stidham, I mean, Nick Mullins and Garrett Gilbert, he's got to beat those two guys out. That's not a layup at his ability.
No, it's not a layup.
Could be out of the league, but the Pete Shepard Prodigy could be out of the league by this year.
don't associate my name and Prodigy. What else? Why don't I just run down Miami.
Give me what you got.
What we have from Miami. Let's see what I have from Miami so far.
I want to start with our favorite teams. I want to be sell and the Buccaneers, of course.
I have Miami October 16th, which is week six, at home versus Minnesota. Then I have on November 13th at home versus Cleveland. And then on Christmas Eve.
We got Eve
at home. Eve at home versus Green Bay. And on New Year's Day. At San Francisco.
You got all the holidays. I'm disappointed. I actually wanted Dolphins Lions Thanksgiving because that was rumored. That would have been fun for the show.
Yeah.
I think Buffalo at Detroit's pretty much confirmed by several sources.
The official schedule, by the way, we've mentioned before, 8:00 tonight, but there's been a lot of leaks.
I do hope that that is not true. I would like to get Cleveland in the first 8 weeks of the season.
With Baker?
Whoever.
Oh,
not
you
named
like
Deshaun.
It.
Not named Deshaun. I don't want to play Deshaun.
No, Deshaun
Cleveland.
Versus Tua, the big battle.
That's Why is that a big battle?
Because they were rumored to be traded for each other at one point.
Oh,
that's part of the storyline here.
Well, not
Tua's going to want to prove himself against Deshaun.
Not since that leak Brian Flores left the building.
You know, it's been a lot quieter.
Seminole Nation, what is a mimosa?
Manmosa.
Oh, Manmosa.
That's beer with
orange juice. Splash of OJ.
Instead of champagne. All right, so for the Buccaneers right now, open up at Dallas.
Hey, back-to-back seasons, opening up against the Cowboys.
Yeah, would they do that? You think this is official? I mean, okay.
Well, that's
a 4:25 Fox game.
I would think so. Then the first tour on the road, then at New Orleans.
By the way, who's the color guy this year? With Burkhart for Fox.
Greg Olson, right?
Is it?
I think it's Greg Olson.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that.
No, you might be right.
I think it's Greg Olson.
Dallas, that'll be the September 11th game. That's a Sunday night football game. I think that's kind of been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Their opening game will be the Sunday night game, September 11th. The next week at New Orleans. Following week,
Jameis
home against Green
rematch.
Bay. Their first home against Green Bay on the 25th.
Brady's never won at New Orleans. Well, with the Bucs.
Yep.
And I want to see Jameis get revenge on the guy he was glad was the one that replaced him. Remember?
Yeah.
October 4th, which has been confirmed, they will be hosting on Sunday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's October 2nd. That is absolutely confirmed.
That'll do a big number.
Yeah.
Yep. November 10th, this is where they go to Munich and play Seattle. Then the next game I have for them is Week 12 at Cleveland. Mm. Following week is at home on Monday Night Football on December 4th against New Orleans, and then they will also play. How about this? They're also going to play on Christmas Eve at Arizona.
Wait a minute, we got both the Dolphins and Bucks Christmas Eve.
Well, the NFL's changing the schedule this year because Christmas falls on Sunday. Yeah. Most of the games are going to be played on Saturday that week, and then they're going to have like a triple header on Christmas Day. Which I had read was Dolphins Packers.
Yeah. On day, not
Eve. CBS.com has it as on Christmas Day.
Again, this isn't 100% official, but it's pretty.
So is Cocoa Puffs, and he's like already hammering you for tickets for Packers.
I don't have Dolphins tickets.
I know.
And I'm not going to a game on Christmas Eve.
Right. That's,
got to get the house ready for Santa.
You got children with Santa coming.
Bake the cookies.
Although you would be the one guy that would try to pull that off.
No, I wouldn't.
You've missed a lot of stuff just to go.
Not Christmas. Missed little stuff.
I did it once. Going fishing on Mother's Day. I mean,
gone all day, too.
You're that guy. You're that guy.
So here's your Detroit Lions schedule.
All right, hit me. How many we got?
Home against Philly. Home against Washington right out of the gate.
NFC East, that's a favor.
At Minnesota. Home against Seattle. So three of your first four games are at home, which is big.
Total domination.
Week five, you go to the Patriots. Then you have a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're week seven at Dallas, home versus Miami, home versus Green Bay, at the Bears on the 13th, and at the Giants on the 20th. Then you got the Thanksgiving Day game, which right now is your only nationally televised game that I can see here on this chart, is the early game against Buffalo. And you're home against Jacksonville and Minnesota, at the Jets, at Carolina. And you close out home versus Chicago and what could come down to a playoff spot at Green Bay to end the season.
It always does. So nine of our games again are NFC North and NFC East. I mean, that's got to be the easiest in the NFL, right?
Probably. No. I mean, but you're the Lions.
There are no easy games.
Well, we'll throw us a bone. It'll make it easier.
Like the Eagles.
We always beat the Eagles. I'm not
worried
about that.
What are you talking about? You always beat the Eagles. You don't ever always beat anybody.
Cowboys, Eagles.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to look up who the Lions have a winning record against in the NFL.
Historically, we had a problem with the Washington football team, but I believe we've beaten them the last two times we've played, I think. Going off memory here, so it could be shaky. Margaritaville will not be 0-17 for the Lions. Cocoa Puff says I misrepresented his request for tickets. He said he asked once politely, exclamation point. Baby Sister says, did I miss Tampa Bay versus Pittsburgh? Look, we don't have the whole schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, and I read yesterday that Ben Roethlisberger has his panties in a bind over his career being over. Yeah. Said my coach and my GM didn't want me to continue, and he's upset about it.
Well, the Troy Polamalu thing happened kind of the same way, where he was sort of forced out.
Yeah, but I was saying for 18 months Big Ben was done. Yeah. I mean, he was done.
Yeah.
If he can't see that, then...
Well, then go catch on with another team. Unretired.
I don't see anybody knocking down his door.
Exactly. So.
The Lions have a winning record against six teams.
Oh,
let me guess.
This is 100-year history, so it could be anybody.
I bet Tampa Bay is one of them.
Tampa Bay is one of them. They are 31-29 against the Bucs all time.
That's about 500.
31-29.
And the Bucs have only been around since the mid 70s. Yeah. So, okay. And they were really bad. And we're only two games above 500.
Are they all NFC teams?
No.
I'll say, I don't know why, Cincinnati.
No.
Cleveland.
I'm going to go Cleveland Browns.
They are 19-6 against the Browns all time.
That goes back.
By far their best winning percentage against any one opponent.
And that goes back to the 50s when they were arch rivals. That continues on through the couple of famous Matthew Stafford drives when he was injured, leading them to victory. All right, what else you got?
They also have a winning record against the Cardinals, 35-28-6.
All right.
They have a winning record against the Falcons, 25-14-14.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
They have a winning record against the Jaguars. They're 4-3.
Yeah. Okay.
And looks to be the list. Oh, and the Giants, 24-21-1.
Total domination. So, who's like next on the list? I feel like we're chipping away at a couple. Are we near 500? Just slightly below 500? Anybody?
Yeah. You are 4-6 all time against the Bills.
We play them. We'll get a game closer this year. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
Wow.
They are 6-7 against the Raiders.
The Raiders.
5-7 against the Pats. 5-7 against the Dolphins. 5-7 against the Chargers.
We play the Dolphins. We play the Patriots.
7-7 against the Jets.
There we go. We're climbing uphill. We're chipping away at this losing record now.
You're at the Jets this year.
There you go. Yeah.
Got the whole AFC East.
Yep.
And you're 16-17-2 against the Eagles.
Nice.
Love it.
Quickly, Dallas, the schedule we have. Again, we don't have every team schedule out. And the ones we do have that are full, I think this is pretty accurate, but it's not 100%. So take from it. So Dallas, here are their games. We don't have all of them, but tough stretch to start. Home versus Tampa Bay and home versus Cincinnati. And the Tampa Bay game again opening night is on Sunday Night Football. Then home versus the defending AFC champ Cincinnati Bengals.
It could be 0-2 and everybody be calling for Mike McCarthy's head.
And then they go on September 25th, the next week, Monday Night Football at the Giants. And then I don't have anything until October 16th at Philadelphia. And then not until October 30th versus the Bears at home. November 13th is at Green Bay. Right now, that is not a nationally televised game.
Hmm.
20th at Minnesota. On Thanksgiving, at home against the Giants, mm-hmm. as we told you earlier. Mm-hmm. Then I don't have three of the last four. December 18th at Jacksonville. Christmas Eve, home against Philly. I don't have a New Year's Day game. And they end on January 8th at Washington.
Okay. All right, so we've done the Bucs, the Dolphins, the Cowboys, the Lions. We've done the Patriots yet. Okay, let's see your Patriots.
All right, the Patriots open up. Is this true? At Miami again?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Nice, hot, and sweaty, and humid.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
At Miami, according to this.
It'd be 3 years in a row.
I know.
I like it.
Yeah. Then they don't have anything until October 2nd when they're at Green Bay. That's week four. Then week five, they're home against Detroit. Week six at Cleveland, then week seven, they're home on a Monday night against the Chicago Bears on the 23rd. They don't have anything until they play on Thanksgiving night against Minnesota. And then they don't have anything until December 11th that I have at Arizona, also on a Monday night, and that's all I got.
Okay. Head says Dallas has the softest schedule according to CBS Sportsline. You're opening up against the Bucks and the Bengals, well, and the softest.
But he's talking about total winning percentage.
Yeah,
based on last year. Yeah, and that's all.
And the NFC East, they won it. So
yeah,
it was the worst division in football last year. Yeah. So yeah, that makes sense.
So yep.
All right.
Now the 27th for the, it says Minnesota. I'm looking under Minnesota. I'm going to go down. It says versus New England. When I go on Thanksgiving night, when I go to New England, it says versus Minnesota. So I don't even know. I think those teams are going to play, but they both, on this little chart here, has both teams playing at home, which is impossible.
Doesn't work that way.
All right. Well, we'll know for sure at 8 o'clock tonight.
Unless maybe we're going to have like a hologram game.
I love those sim games. Those NFL. I was money on the sim games when we were locked down and had nothing to bet on except simulation game, because that those games played out the way they were supposed to.
I guess I'm seeing twice now, three times, Patriots and Dolphins week one.
Okay. Thanks, NFL. And
well, you know what? Hold on now.
What?
I think that's good for you.
Why?
And I think it's a good time of year. And it's all humid and all that nonsense, but I'm seeing interpretation in your eyes that you're still post-traumatic stress. You're still fearing the Patriots.
No.
Who I argue are the worst team in the division.
They're not the worst team in the division.
I think
second worst team in the division.
I'm glad they're playing early because I want to see what, again, long way to go to see what the actual lineup is going to be, but obviously I want to see them go up against one of the best wide receivers in the league and see where they are right out of the gate.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill, we'll 10 see. Catches,
I just, it's such 180 a, it's yards. Such a stressful game for week one. That's a big game for Dolphins.
Isn't week
Nation.
One always a little stressful?
It
or
is.
Or is it joyful?
Like,
it's amazing. What was the year that they've – was it Cam? Did Cam beat – Can't be,
yeah, 2020.
Yeah.
Yes, that was
it's kind of easy, wasn't it? Oh, no, it was the year before. No, it was the year before that. That's the year that Miami started off terrible.
It was the one game that Antonio Brown played in.
That's
for
right.
The Patriots.
First five catches. That's right.
It was unbelievable.
And the week after that, Miami was even worse.
Chris,
right?
If your team has the same scared attitude as you do, you've lost the game before it's been played.
I don't have a scared
it
attitude.
Seems scared.
I just don't want to. I would like a tune-up game.
This is the NFL. This isn't Alabama scheduling Georgia State.
I would have loved on the road against the Lions week one.
It's cocky arrogance right there.
Get a nice win under the belt. A lot of smack going to be talked this year.
Detroit hosting Philadelphia week one. That's
give me the birds.
Good
lay the
test
number.
Right there.
According to me, the Lions are 0-17 ATS this year.
ATS. Now, wait a minute. One thing we are good at, and I don't say this about a lot, we are good ATS.
Last year, you were good ATS. You are correct, and I'm only kidding.
Pistons and Lions, good ATS.
I think at worst, the Lions are third worst or third best in their division. At best, I think they're the second best team. I don't know what to make of Minnesota this year.
I don't know what to make of Green Bay. It's still Green Bay's division to win, and the Bears are out. They stink. Lions trending up, Minnesota
so
trending
bad.
Down. I think the Lions are the second best team.
Bears are going to be so bad.
There are two teams that I think have absolutely improved. One is the defending AFC champion, Cincinnati Bengals. They beefed up their offensive line like they needed to. And the only thing I could see on paper right now, absolutely 100%, are the Jets with that draft. I mean, there's just no getting around. Everybody else, is who the hell knows?
Well, the Dolphins,
lots of cuts.
The Dolphins got significantly better
Miami,
this
yeah, you're right. Miami, too. You're right.
They didn't lose
right.
anybody on
you're
offense.
Right.
And they,
no, you're, that's
you
know, fair. You're right. You're
two,
right.
Two offensive linemen and Tariq Hill and four new running backs.
Soprano says Dallas is going to open up at Jacksonville 1 o'clock, and then they've got – no, see, that's the other guy that said had fake leaks. There were a couple sites out there that made up stuff.
Yeah.
This one that I'm reading from is fairly legit. Like I said, it's not 100% official, but
Cocoa Puffs is with me. Mark it down. It's Packers, Lions, Vikings, then Bears. Somebody actually agreeing with Craig.
I said that could happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of the Vikings this year. They've got nice pieces. They've also got a ton of question marks on defense.
Yes, they do.
Ton of question marks.
All right, we will continue with this. We have more NBA and NHL games to get to. Tomorrow is the day. We've been planning on this a long time. The ESPN Southwest Florida Sheeman Shepherd Golf Scramble at Stony Brook. Again, we're off at like 8:29, people. If you're in this thing, be there by, 8.
We're leaving. The cart will start driving to your hole at 8:15.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
8:15.
Okay.
My advice, get there at 7:30. Get there at 7:30, quarter of 8 at the latest. You
Come
want
talk
register,
to me.
Register, hit some balls,
buy
whatever.
Your mulligans?
Yep.
Yeah.
Buy your mulligans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do all that.
I know how some of you act at a scramble. Oh, mulligan. Oh, mulligan. Mm-hmm. Oh, No, you bought two.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go and buy $100 worth of mulligans.
Buy 18 mulligans.
Go for it. I don't care.
You're golden.
Buy 100 of them.
And then afterward, we're doing our show right next door at Duffy's out on the back porch. So even if you're not golfing, you're all invited to that part. It's our 5-year anniversary show. Congratulations to us. Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline also helping us out with that. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Pittsburgh John wants to know, is there a hole-in-one contest at the Scramble tomorrow? Do I have a chance to win a car or something?
Yes.
Yes.
Estero Bay Chevrolet.
All right. And I believe instead of, do we have closest to the pin? Or you got hoops at various places on the holes
right.
instead of closest
right.
to the pin.
Yeah,
right?
We'll have a closest to the pin as well, but then the long drive, we don't do a long drive mm-hmm. because only a few people can win that. Instead, we have the hula hoops out in the fairway on number 9, I believe.
All right.
And if you hit it in a hula hoop, you get a driver or a watch.
Nice.
Not
nice.
Both.
Right. Yeah. One or the other.
If you want a new driver, get a new driver. If you want a if you don't want a new driver, then just take the watch.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's actually valued at more money.
And Chicken Salad complaining, I'm just leaving Publix. It should be a special place in hell for people who don't put their shopping carts away.
I completely agree. You know what I like to, even when a lot of times I go early in the morning, 7:30.
Yeah.
I purposely park. I could park right in front, right?
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
In a legal spot. I park next to the carts.
Yeah.
So I can, it's so God forbid, it's an extra 30 feet to walk. Imagine that. And imagine if you do park, and imagine, you know, having, you know, just, it's such a, it takes such skill to take your cart another 30, 40 feet into the carriage thingy. I mean, it's unbelievable. I see people, I call people out. I go, what are you doing?
Really?
Go over there and put it away.
You're that guy.
What if you leave it between two parking stumps?
No.
That's out of the way.
I'm not a fan of that either.
Here's the deal.
It's just lazy.
My Publix only has like two areas to put the carts away, and they're not like you could park in a section that's nowhere near. Now, you go out of your way to park next to the collection area, but I got a couple of spots. They're pretty like three sections over sometimes. But my Publix is always moving. There's always somebody, young kid, always collecting them all.
No, I agree. A lot of times as I'm loading the car, they come and take it right from there, and I understand that. No, I'm not that guy that says, I just shake my head. I really don't say it. I shake my head. I just go, God, you can't walk 30 feet with your stupid shopping cart.
Cocoa Puff says, I almost got in a fight at a Home Depot after I called someone out for not putting their cart back.
Mm. Was it a regular cart or one of those big Home Depot like trolleys that
the big flat beds on wheels that my kids used to love when they were small? Have me get on there and I just push them through it at high speed.
They don't let you do that anymore.
I wasn't.
I know. I did it anyway.
I got yelled at last time I went to Home Depot for that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you get your kids to go. Hey, I'll take you. Keep me company. I'll even do the little quick little ride.
What's that like?
What's that? Oh, Home Depot or kids? You have no idea
riding,
what we're talking about.
Riding around in the cart in Home Depot. I don't even think I rode around the shopping carriage back in the day when I was a kid. Maybe I did.
I remember getting lost.
I remember it was like three. I got lost once. I panicked.
My brother was riding in the bottom of the shopping cart one time.
Yeah.
And
parents forget about him?
No. Somehow my mom stopped the cart and he fell and busted his chin up. Had to go to the hospital and get stitches on his chin.
Oh, that's a big bloodbath.
Does he still have a scar to this day? That's
no.
a scar place no. right there.
conflicting reports. One report says Miami is playing at San Francisco New Year's Day. Another guy from Rhode Island that I trust said Miami will play at the Patriots on New Year's Day.
Hmm.
So I don't know. By the way, the Patriots 2-2 in the Belichick era in September games at the Dolphins. Miami is 9-2 at Miami in December or January.
Mm-hmm.
Ownership.
Yeah.
Find another stat like that where Bill Belichick has such a bad record.
There's not many.
It doesn't exist.
No.
Virtually every team and playing in a month, Belichick has a winning record against everyone. except Miami in December.
Barry Jackson just confirmed what Andy Slater said in Rhode Island said, and among credible reporters, Andy serves up the second Dolphins game date. So it looks like that's going to be it. Miami at New England on New Year's Day. Oh, please be a later game, not at 1 o'clock.
Why, you're not getting up New Year's Day?
Well, it's you know, New Year's Eve. No, I'll be up. But
got the playoffs the night before.
Playoffs?
College football.
Did they stick with the 31st format again? Is that does it work out?
Be Miami, Alabama.
Because last time was only the second time. And I'm for it because I got nothing else to do on New Year's Eve. I don't go out.
So it'd be Miami, Alabama, and Ohio State.
Miami.
And Georgia.
Go.
Yeah. No, I think I had
A&M.
A&M. Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay says, I rode to the bottom of the cart when I was younger, put my hand on the ground. Mom ran over the finger, lost a fingernail, and vasectomy happy hour takes a picture of a guy that put the cart right in the middle of the parking space next to the collection section for the carts. He says, how about this knucklehead?
Mm.
It's almost like he did it on purpose, out of spite. And now we're getting texts from fans wanting to know all their favorite teams, any leaks. We'll get to some more.
Again, everything I'm telling you right is not official. Like I said, there's some already the controversy here. The only site that I really trust, you know, just had Miami playing on New Year's Day at San Francisco. And now it has been confirmed by two other sources that they are actually going to play at New England on New Year's Day.
Roses and Bedroom Guy says, yo, how's Belichick's record without Brady? A little closer to 500 than usual.
Well, I mean, the last 2 years he's coached without Brady, they went 10-6 and missed the postseason when Matt Castle.
Yeah.
Last three. Newton, they were one game under 500.
Well, in 2008, they went 11-5.
11-5, not 10-6. 11-5.
And missed the postseason, which is, I don't think it's ever happened.
Cam Newton's year, they were 8-9, and last year they were
10-7.
10-7. So winning record the last three without Brady.
That's something.
Buffalo people out there. I know we have a lot of Buffalo fans here, so they are not surprised. Buffalo at the Rams. That's going to be the first Thursday night game. That's the defending Super Bowl champion night game. And then they are home to Tennessee in week two. What I have here. Again, nothing is official. Then I don't have anything until week six, October 16th at Kansas City. I got to assume that's going to be. It doesn't have any Sunday. It doesn't have the chart where it says it's a Monday night or a Sunday night game. But I got to imagine that's going to be a huge national televised game. Then I don't have anything for them until the 13th of November, home against Minnesota, and November 20th, home against Cleveland. And then on Thanksgiving Day, early at 12:30 at Detroit. And then I don't have anything with them until at Chicago on Christmas Eve. And then Monday Night Football on January 1st. This is a huge, potential huge game, potential massive seating at Cincinnati. Buffalo at Cincinnati on January 1st. And that's the second to last game of the year, regular season, because there is a January 8th game.
All right. All right, we'll dive into some more. They're all matriculating across our wire, if you will. Also, this week, Wikipedia brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Your shot at winning lunch or breakfast for you and a friend coming up at 4:45 on Wikipedia. Sound Street is coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I think you're serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Back to the association. Blown opportunity for Pete Shepherd Celtics last night. Bucks win 110-107 to take a 3-2 series lead. Here was the key play at the end of TNT. Drew Holiday blocking Marcus Smart at the end.
One. Series tied at two apiece. Marcus Smart goes to the rack and blocked by Drew Holiday. He throws it off Smart. Milwaukee ball. What a play by Drew Holiday.
And Drew Holiday with the steal and the seal. See what I did there? Sealed the win. Right. Go ahead.
Making a foul.
And Horford gives it to Smart. Smart in half court. He's picked by Holiday.
Give it to Tatum.
That's going to do it. Milwaukee. A comeback win on the road.
sorry, Pete.
Didn't it to look up half a second.
That was painful. Painful.
Stan Van Gundy is...
I can't stand it. No matter who it is.
It's so tough to listen to him. And I get it. He's qualified to... He's just wrong about everything. Like, everything that happens on the court, I would do this. I would drive to the hoop. Boston shoots a three. I would foul. Milwaukee doesn't foul, and they make a great defensive play. It's just everything.
Giannis is either the best or worst player, according to him, in every possession. It's hysterical to listen to. His brother,
how
I love.
How could he be the worst? Okay.
I love. Like, you should take that shot. You don't take – he's smarter than that. I love that. He says that a lot. He's smarter than that. Oh, well.
Here's Ime Udoka, the Celtics head coach, on the play that Smart was blocked on. He was trying to get the ball to Brown.
A weak side action for Al and JB, and then bring a specific matchup into it to get the matchup we wanted downhill for JT. Got a little stagnant on the weak side. They didn't pass, and clock was running down with no timeout, so Marcus had to go get it and try to make a play.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that to a point, but forget Jaylen Brown. If he looked up a half a second earlier and did like a soccer over his head pass, Jason Tatum was wide open, nobody guarding him down the right sideline. He would have had at least a very good look at a game-tying three. But
it was nice to see the real Marcus Smart back in action late in that game last night.
The real one.
Yeah, I mean, two of the biggest possessions of the season, and we're not going to put the ball in Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum's hands. We're going to let 3-6 do him.
Yeah,
I mean he's very fast, and I understand it. But yeah, I was a little surprised at that. But he also had a couple of big shots earlier in that quarter too. But hey, you know what? Drew Holiday did something that hasn't been done.
But that's
in 25
what Marcus
years.
Smart does. He'll hit the big shot, and then he messes it up 5 minutes later.
Yeah, he hasn't done that yet this series until last night. So he'll make hopefully. But Drew Holiday, I mean, kind of credit him. He's done something that no one's done in 25 years, which is get a block and a steal inside the final 10 seconds.
Stammer Time says, Pete, that was a Detroit level meltdown. I know that hurt.
I can't disagree.
Yeah, that was
it did hurt.
What, 14 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it reminded me of when they were up by game one in Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals in 2020. Did the same thing.
Here's Mike Budenholzer. He liked plays. Talked about Holiday.
Yeah,
here he is.
Of course he did.
Yeah, just a great instinctive play by Drew. Smart just, you know, had an angle, drove the baseline, and you know, Drew just, like I said, you know, I'm not sure exactly where he came from, but, you know, I think the guy guarding Smart, you know, got to work on that, and Drew's activity around it was good. And, you know, it's a big-time play. That's what Drew, you know, is very capable of.
All right. On to hockey. Florida Panthers, they were down 3. They win 5-3. Here was their game-winning goal on BSFL.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Carter V, as I like to say.
But on the back check, it's Verhaeghe with the strip and the lead. Alexander Barkov cutting in front. Verhaeghe scores
and puts himself in a scoring position. Perfect sauce pass, and there's the finishing touch from Carter Verhaeghe.
What's a sauce pass, Pete?
A saucer pass is saucer pass. It's
hovering
saucer
above the ice.
Yes, a little sauce pass.
I thought it was sauce.
It's like a flying saucer, but it's a hockey puck.
Yes, and
I heard sauce and not saucer. So now I get it. It makes sense to me.
It's very low, but what a night! 5-point night for him. 2 goals and 3 assists. What unbelievable! I thought that building was going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
The Rangers were 5-3 winners over the Pens. Here's Philip Kristall scoring the game-winning goal on Sportsnet.
And Vetrano carries. Slowed down on the stick check. The chance for him. He scores! Filipino! It's a power play goal! And the Rangers lead 4-3.
Now,
great comeback for them, too. But the big story in that game was when Sidney Crosby, Trouba hit him. Yeah, and it definitely was not a major cheap shot, but it was a minor cheap shot, and elbow right to the face.
Now, if one to pronounce Philip Heidel's last name phonetically, Heidel, you could get into some trouble.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
That's why it's a professional broadcaster. Either
C-H.
Google his name and look it up if you don't know.
Y-T-I-L.
Yeah, it's pronounced Heidel.
You could say a bad word real fast. Shh. Why even try? Why are you trying?
But it's
hard to see. It's silent.
Or k.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's a dangerous word.
Could be.
A professional like me steered around it.
You tiptoed it beautifully. I don't even think the listener would have noticed. You didn't bring attention to it or anything.
No. No. All right, coming up, 3 o'clock hour, more NFL schedule leaks. The schedule comes out today at 8 o'clock. We got a bunch of them.
That's tonight.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight.
You said 8 o'clock today. That's a weird way to say it.
Well, we've already done 8 o'clock this morning, so 8 o'clock today means 8 o'clock tonight.
It's 8 o'clock tonight.
Such a stickler.
I just you said it and it popped into my head. 8 o'clock today, that's tonight.
Sheeman and Shepherd.
We've had 8 o'clock today. It was the morning one.
Which, can't say I saw.
Did you see it?
No. I think I did. That's about the time I arose.
Did you see the back half of the hour?
Yeah, I was working out by 8:30. I was up.
Unbelievable. Dopey, how do you pronounce shiitake mushroom? Yeah, there you go. Shiitake.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good. Love them.
All right. What's Wig all upset about? I see him texting about
Wig. I said I
don't know. Oh, the Rangers.
I said the Rangers would win last night.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I also said the Suns would win last night, and that didn't go my way. They were a 4-point favorite. They didn't cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Penguins
close to it.
Penguins early on in that game had a 5 in the first minute of the game had a 5-on-3 power play. First minute of the game and only got 2 shots on net.
Mm.
So it was great penalty killing by the Rangers right out of the gate, even though they were down by a couple early. After that,
stupid Cardinals.
Fireball and Cran texts again. As a new Panthers fan, that was the second game I watched last night, and wow, you're two games into claiming
that's okay.
They're two and zero.
I mean, what a front runner!
They're 2-0. He saw the OT win in game 4, and then he saw the three goal comeback last night.
You know, that's like becoming a Rams fan after they beat Brady and the Bucks in the playoffs. Oh, on the way to the Super Bowl, let's print the T-shirts.
The live arena was rocking last night. It's as loud as I've heard any stadium this year. Fantastic.
3 o'clock hour next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.